That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Rob Sutton and Big Jason Oakerson.
What is up, my fellow addicts? I am Big J Oakerson.
We have Jessica Ryan and Nikki Huntsman.
Yes.
We play Pictionary erotic style.
Bush today.
Jay accuses me of cheating.
You are a cheater. You're a filthy, lousy cheater. Shannon calls it out finally for the first time.
Well, that wasn't cheating. That was...
Finally, she has turned on you.
By the way, just to say this, because of everything you say, people believe in 100%.
They should.
There's a comment
I'm a truth speaker.
There's a comment on a new YouTube video, and it says, I really wish that Ralph would realize how uncomfortably makes girls feel when he asks them to take their clothes off. At least Jay's calling him out on it.
I know. Thank God I'm here to protect these chicks.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, legit, like, anger towards me. And that I
love women. I have a daughter, and they know that I don't stand behind your creepy bullshit.
If they had any idea, these fucking idiots. You're all fucking idiots.
Here you go.
Here's the SDR show.
Ralph's going to do it again.
Wait, use code SDR. Oh, my voice cracked. Use code SDR14.
Hey, sha-na-na-na.
Code SDR14, get a 14-day free trial and see all the video. Up close bush is what we're talking about.
Hey, Mr. Cunningham. It's Ralph.
When it's time.
Want to see me do a knee spin? I had the best glides and all of breakdancing.
Take your clothes off, bitch.
Oh, my God. This is the intro to the shit show.
It better not be. I don't want to hear that it's not working. Is it not working?
No, it works. But I mean, like, if you touch it,
it makes
it'll
a little
turn off now.
Okay.
Now back on. I'm talking about just tapping
it. That's weird.
The volume button, and it crackles, and it's more on my left than my right. But this place is great overall.
Go fuck yourself.
Shannon, can we lower the lights a little bit?
We just lowered them.
They're so low.
I think a little bit lower could be fine.
Okay. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton. Right across from me is Mr. Big J Oakerson, who let me bend his ear just about 20 minutes ago, ask him about a dozen questions. He didn't care.
About what?
It was just nice that you let me. You
know. Oh, I didn't mind.
He didn't mind, you know?
Who do you think I am? Who do you think I think I am?
It was just good.
Thanks
you know,
for breaking off 3 minutes of your
day.
Yeah,
it was nice. By the way, before we say anything, we introduce our guests or anything, I just went to...
Take a breath, dude. That was like eight words.
The most fancy pants restaurant in New York City just now. Came there from here. You can't take pictures. They put stickers over your phone, and if you pull out your phone, you will get evicted.
I love that.
Food was great, though. And their whole shtick is they don't like how food has become Instagrammy. Everyone's trying to look where I am.
No, just for jerk-offs like you, though.
For jerk-offs like me?
I've never taken a picture of food in my life.
Yeah, but you don't go to cool places.
I do, though. And I don't take pictures of food. I just eat it and enjoy time with my friends.
But so I'm part of the problem, sure.
Yes.
But the whole
you're a 50-something-year-old teenage girl.
Yes, and that's the whole shtick. I would say, though, the food was fucking phenomenal.
Well, so you say. Picture didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. But it was great. It really was great. I'm going to introduce our guest. It's called Frog Club, by the way. There's no email. There's no phone number. Good luck.
Now you're blackballed.
Good luck.
Saying the name, dude.
To my right, we have been texting all day.
We have. Was I texting you while you were at the restaurant?
No.
You okay, thank God.
She is in town performing at...
Did you make it weird?
I made it weird.
I mean, if you needed a place to cry...
I didn't do anything even slightly uncomfortable, I would imagine. I imagine
I'm the uncomfortable.
I don't think I did anything. I don't think so.
Ralph likes when people sleep over, so he doesn't have to connect the jumper cables to his neck bolts himself.
You are the perfect gentleman.
Yeah, you can't see them in the light in here. Performing at Sapphire this whole weekend, I think, right?
Yes.
And also, we're going to get into a debate about what a MILF actually is.
That's my
what
name's I'm so
excited
Jessica Ryan.
Jessica Ryan.
I kept on interrupting. sorry.
That's okay.
Sapphire is Old Scores.
Old Scores.
By Dangerfields, right?
Yeah, that's Sapphire. Yeah.
It's the Times Square one.
Oh, they did. Yeah, they have a couple of locations.
Yeah, so it's the Times Square. I think they opened up during in 2020 or during the pandemic.
Nice.
You know the wild one, by the way, before we introduce our next guest, they probably lost, I'm going to say, $10 million, the Playboy Club. They opened right before the pandemic.
Nice.
And they spent so much money. I don't know what's in that venue right now, but it was just the articles. Just the articles, yeah. And it's empty now, but they spent a fucking fortune. It's pretty wild. Anyway.
Every joke doesn't have to
be
filthy.
Which one
was
this?
The actual Playboy Club.
Oh,
they
really?
Tried to rebrand and relaunch the Playboy Club. And remember, we were going to do a live
show.
Ralph,
can you not have a conversation with Jessica while you're staring at her doll asshole?
Yes.
Jay, remember you and I... we were going to do a Steel Panther party there. Remember? Like, that's a couple years ago.
I do.
It was open for 6 months.
Did they want me to do stand-up there? I think it was to do stand-up there.
I think it was, I forgot what was going on, but it was stand-up and I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Yeah.
But it just never happened. I think the club closed before anything, but they lost a lot of money. Anyway, directly across from me, we haven't been texting all day, but we did talk outside. She's also in town this weekend as well.
She said you made a bad first impression.
I imagine. Nikki Huntsman, thank you so much for coming on as well.
Nice to meet you.
And from Colorado, and I use my little bit of Colorado trivia that she does not know.
Yeah. He taught me about how it's named after the color red.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki,
what?
Colorado, color red, just like there's one other state. What's the other state named after a color?
What? Let me think.
What is named after a color?
He told me earlier, so I'm not.
Don't say.
Don't answer. Hang on, I'm going through all of them here.
It's gonna be a while.
Bam, oh, my favorite color of all, West Virginia.
West Virginia, the West Virginia blue. Vermont is French.
No,
for,
I didn't say it yet.
Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say Vermont. Yeah, Dick.
It's French for Green Mountains.
Nikki, can I ask? Assuming Nikki Huntsman is a stage name.
Yes.
What? How'd you come up with that one? Usually, I feel like I can figure out the play on words or whatever on it.
So I have multiple reasons. One, because Huntsman's the hunter of men, but Nikki, my middle name's Nicole. I was in love with Little Nikki when I was little, the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, okay.
My God.
And I'm a Disney fan, so I spelt it like Mickey Mouse. But
I was
going
to say EY at the end. Also interesting.
And I see KEY.
That's fun.
I thought Shannon was I thought Shannon had a stroke when she sent me the spelling of her first name. I was like, that's not how you spell Nikki.
That's how I spell it.
And then I tried to look it up the other way. And as I said, Shannon always gives me the names of if we have adult film stars coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And I always do a
quick beat-off sesh?
No, you piece of shit. Bush check, dude.
Okay.
Bush check. And although it varies from time to time, I believe there's two Bushes in this room right now.
Oh. But here's the question. How can you, before the girls answer that question.
Yes.
How
they don't have to answer at all. Don't be a creep.
But how can you
I'm making assumptions.
How can you
I'm not
tell?
Going by the doll.
Oh, that's right. Oh. How can you tell based on, you have to look at the date of the photo. The photo has to be like, because it could be changed the day before.
Ralph, what you're saying is borderline making me uncomfortable. I don't follow the dates
That's
of
what
the
it
video.
Sounds like.
I look up name, Bush, and then hit images, and then I look. I'd say it's about 70% Bush.
Okay, then you go.
About 20% light Bush, and 10% no Bush at all.
Do you legit do that for every,
He does it also for the rock stars that come in.
Also for the rock stars.
Really?
There's no Bush evidence of rock stars.
There
should
be stats on whether or not they have Bush.
There really should.
There should be. There is a penis chart, though, on MetalSludge.com that talks about what their dicks look like and if they're good lovers or not.
Wow.
They tell you themselves
no,
if they're good
it's
lovers
girls that have had sex with them. And it's like
God.
They take a meta-analysis.
You know the one from the 80s, the biggest.
So
dude.
We can yelp dicks. I like it.
Yeah. Huey Lewis. Biggest.
I said
biggest
we can
dick.
Yelp dicks.
Yeah.
Like, Yelp review them. I like this.
I'm into this.
I like it too.
Yeah. It's a metal sludge. You go look at it. It's called the penis chart.
I'm going to have to look this up. Now.
Is it
Ralph,
only for musicians?
Ralph's in
though?
A small penis humiliation.
Yeah, I really am.
You love that when people laugh at your wiener?
Makes me so happy. All right. So, first thing that we have to do
your wiener.
Stop getting excited. something we did 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Where we took erotic pictures of ourselves.
You had a few opportunities to turn her butthole away from you and you didn't.
What do you mean? How's this?
There you go. Yes. Don't be degrading.
It is so much darker than I am as a human being.
But what's that? Is that a
Ralph,
piece of
I
the...
I can't believe
the,
you're putting your
one
thumbnail
piece.
In her taint.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, it's the one piece.
It looked like that she had some sort of weird black rash.
Right? No, she's pulling
it's
the thing
one piece.
To the side.
I get it now.
They did a good job.
They did a good
and
job.
They even have, I think there's a little bit of my bush.
Wow.
Like, I think they got a little bit of bush in there.
Can you get that on the camera? Is that Shannon, can you zoom in on this?
Fucking Bush by Hasbro. Mattel.
Right? And they did it right because I shaved my lips.
That's
but
pretty
I
good.
Bush.
That's pretty good. Wow.
So I call bullshit, Mattel. You can put a real pussy on Barbie. Stop fucking around.
So, Shannon, you made two Grindr profiles, one for me, one for Jay, based on our pictures, and you had an AI written up a bio so that it's the exact same bio for the two of us, right?
Yes.
Can you have the ability to show them?
I can't because it's on my phone, but I can show you the pictures.
Okay, show the pictures that you're using. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dashing.
I love it. Great. Oh. That's a great picture, Jay.
That is.
I'm naughty.
That's a George Costanza move.
Wow.
Yikes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. You better hope gay guys need a place to sleep.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh.
Showing the business.
Oh, my God.
Oh. So the fun piece. Loving.
Okay, and now
I'll tell you what, Ralph. You do look fun in those pictures.
We have a bio. You want to read the bio?
One second. I'm just looking through my text.
Do we have responses?
She just put them up.
I got you.
No, but I didn't swipe yet because
she
I was
can't swipe.
On
we have
profile.
To swipe and see who matches more. But we're doing
me
it.
And you have to swipe.
We'll do it here live. We're gonna swipe and see who gets more matches.
No, it's not.
No.
That's not how
no,
it works.
Sorry.
We're just waiting on the profile.
We just have to
profile.
Swipe. Shannon's got to give us a swipe like swipe 1,000 right. times.
Yeah.
Just say yes to everybody.
Right. Say yes to everybody.
What are we being picky? We're not gonna fuck them for real. I don't want to be.
Wait
mean.
A minute. We're not.
Nope.
Shit.
Wait, are we? I should have just said yes.
Shannon, read the bio.
Oh, did you go in that room? I'll go in this room.
Okay, so it says, podcaster by day, sassy love machine by night.
Like it.
And then like a bicep emoji and a
AI
fire emoji.
AI knows me.
Looking for someone who can keep up with my wit and filthy humor, teasing and trash talking, encouraged, in good fun, obviously. In bed, control freak in a sexy way. Love trying new things and making you laugh. Outside of bed, good vibes, great convo, making each other laugh. Can you handle the heat? Swipe right and let's get this comedy love train rolling. And then there's a train emoji and an explosion emoji.
I had no problems with
it. I'm going to get recognized what's going to happen.
Perfect.
Now, which is going to be, then I have to really explain. I'm like, no, we're doing a bit for the thing.
Are you sure
or
you're
is
doing
it
a bit? Huh?
Is it really a bit?
Well, I guess we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. Yeah, so now it's going to be up for the next 2 weeks.
One guy just talks me into trying.
Yeah, it's like, I guess we're doing
I'm like, look, this is not my thing, but I mean, you are saying all the right stuff.
So they're convincing.
Yeah, it's going to be there for 2 weeks, and we'll see what happens.
Well, wasn't this all based on, I had that story from a million years ago.
Right.
When the girl put the naked picture of me on Craigslist, Men Looking for Men, with my very young TV credits. It was funny. It sounded like a bad introduction. It was like, he's been seen on VH1 and Comedy Central. It like, and it just me. It was such a hilarious picture. But it got flagged right away. But like, aww, I had.
Meaning great. Someone that you knew flagged it so it was taken down or was
flagged?
Well,
worse than you think.
Oh.
Wayne, our friend Wayne, get better well soon. Wayne, who's gay.
Mm-hmm.
I was in South Africa doing a comedy festival.
Trolling for dudes?
No, doing a comedy festival. And I was really like. This is still back when you had to like call your voicemail. It wasn't like your phone worked in South Africa. So I called my voicemail and checked my message. It was like 19 messages. And the first one was Wayne informing me that he had just saw this. He assumes it's not real, really me, and that he'd want it removed. So he's having it flagged and to know that. And then the next 18 messages were dudes who wanted to fuck. But but what Wayne did to get it flagged was he told all the big dogs in comedy, sent it to them and was like, hey, flag this.
Oh.
So everyone just took a picture of it. And I'm pretty sure when Patrice died, the screensaver, when you touch the mouse on his desktop computer,
was
me with
oh,
my dick
God.
Hanging out.
Be cool if Wayne said, look, I'm pretty sure this is fake, but if it's not, I'm down. Let's get together.
Well, he goes, I'm looking at it. I don't think this is you, but the picture, it is you, pal, and you are naked. It was the worst.
That's great.
I love how thirsty men are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this was no thirst there. This was a girl who was furious at me.
Oh.
Put that up on a thing, yeah.
It was a girl who was mad at you?
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
It was pretty hilarious.
They say the worst thing to be...
Good, I was mad, but I was also like, that's a good one, though. It was before... Again, it was
before
so many...
Revenge
it was 20
porn.
Year,
yeah.
Well, it's also 20 years ago or so. 20 years ago. And also what it was what was on the internet wasn't forever. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if that thing got... not that she couldn't put it up again, I guess, if she had that phone from 20 years ago. My point is, I'm not even worried that it like lives out there because it's kind of gone. But now, if that just same exact thing happened today,
yeah.
I mean, yes. My fans would, every one of my fans would have it in their phone.
Although you talked about it, I'm sure somewhere on the internet somebody could find it.
Good luck, dude. Bring it up. I'll be like, oh, I go, no, that was before my dick hadn't matured yet.
I found my old live journal. I was like, what the fuck? This thing exists still?
Sure. Weren't you in like the Rocky Balboa pose?
I was up on the door jamb, fat guy tip.
Oh.
Spreads out the body. So, you know, a bunch of fucking, looking like a pile of tires.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God, I wouldn't give a shit about anything if my dick was 3 inches bigger, softer.
By the way, so someone told me earlier about you here explaining how the MILF term is outdated.
Oh, yeah.
And we had this girl, you weren't on this episode, but Lexi Luna, who's another adult star.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never knew this. Maybe you know this, Jay. If you have fake tits,
You're automatically a MILF,
regardless of your age.
I was barely legal until I was 28 in porn, and then I got my boobs, and now I'm a MILF.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. You could be 22 if you have fake tits, you're a MILF.
I think when I got in, was it Electra Blue? She was super young, but had a lot of work done. Looked super hot, but it just kind of like made her career weird.
Yeah,
a ton of plastic surgery, though, will... like age you, even if that looks pretty, I'm saying you just somehow look more mature because everything's getting angled more. You lose all your kind of baby like.
People get chubbiness. Very upset that I go by MILF, but like, I mean, I'm 37 years old. It's just like I look great. Like, thanks for not believing
that. That makes far more sense. I mean, we've been told here before that like MILF, like, but that even the thing about the implants, that MILF starts at like 26 or 27.
Anyway, technically, like, your face. The thing is, if you have the innocent baby face and if you're not covered in tattoos and certain things, like, you can pass for younger.
Sure.
I was playing the 18-year-old losing my anal virginity at prom again when I was 28.
You and Jade, same thing.
Yeah. Like, they had me from 19 to 28.
You have to tell somebody when you left the house, goes, I'm about to go lose my anal virginity again.
I've lost my virginity so many times I can't even count.
I'm an anal virgin.
Anal.
Again.
So tonight we're going to play yet another SDR game. I don't think we've ever played this before. But
I'm actually excited for this one. I like this.
Yeah,
anytime I could draw.
Here's what it is. But here's the thing. We're playing Erotic Pictionary. I'm going to make Shannon explain it. But I think because my lack of...
Why are you talking a mile a minute, dude?
Sorry.
Chill out.
My lack of skill.
We turned the butthole away from you.
You're fine.
We did.
Well, that's why I'm nervous.
Yeah. Settle down. Yeah. Look
now
at the butthole.
I feel calm.
Focus on the butthole.
So which one of you is the one that's good at drawing? She said one of you were. Okay,
Jason.
Cool.
I'm better.
I got the good one on my team.
No, he's good. I can't draw. But here's the thing.
How explicit is this going
to
get?
It's a time limit. So Jay tends to take a little more time because he actually is talented. So there might
We're fine.
Shannon, explain the way this is going to go down, please.
Ralph's left-handed. Everything's wrong about him.
Yeah. I'm older. My eyes suck.
He's old. His eyes suck. Guys know how to pose for Grindr for a shit.
I love it.
So it's going to be the simplest version of Pictionary ever. There's a bowl in the middle of the table with random sexually related terms. You guys are on teams on either side of the table. You're going to have 30 seconds to draw and make your teammate guess what it is. If your teammate does not guess what you're drawing within 30 seconds, the other team has a chance to steal.
So it's one, then one.
Wait, so we're a team, you're a team?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
And now here's another question. Can she guess while I'm drawing or only till...
No, she has. You have 30 seconds for her to guess.
Yeah, she's guessing while you're drawing.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems
And then also, so AJ is going to be in there over your shoulder so that you don't have to like hold it up. So he's going to be over your shoulder so it'll show on the screen.
So turn on the NDI, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you, Jay?
What?
Turn on the NDI?
No.
Okay.
You're like a young Bert Convy. He was win, lose, or draw.
Oh, look at you. We were watching Cheaters today in here.
Nice.
I forgot that guy died.
And
Clark Gable's grandson.
Clark Gable's grandson, yeah.
That's
so weird.
Wild.
That show, though,
it's all
I
fake.
Know too many inside people that said it's all fake. And I love that show, but it's all fake. None of it's real. That's why the fights are always like two guys grabbing each other and rolling around on the ground.
Oh, wait, Shannon, you did not say the punishment and the reward for the getting things right.
All
right.
So after each round, whichever team has the least amount of points, the losing team will take a drink and remove an article of clothing.
Okay. Fair enough. So are we Rochambeauing it? I know you love when I say that. Are we?
What does that mean?
Rock, paper, scissors. Are we going to rock, paper, scissors? Who goes first?
Did that make Ralph seem cooler to you?
Oh, I don't know what
or
the
like
hell
he's
the
a jerk off trying to dominate the room.
It's rock,
stupid.
Paper, scissors.
Okay. Yeah. The Rochambeau.
It's actually cool.
But he's trying to talk down to all of us is what was happening there. You feel that, right? That's your partner, yeah. Jessica, for the record. Enjoy.
Hey, I was a complete gentleman all afternoon.
He was. Tolerated my random.
Do you know how many times he had a dick pic in his send and then just didn't? He's like, all right, not yet.
Not yet. The vibe's not right.
I'll hold off till she's had a few drinks.
He goes, now you know what? She just asked for directions. Yeah. You know what? I'm going
to
hold off.
Directions to my dick? No, not that. No. All right, so Shannon, who's going first? Are we taking a shot?
I feel like since Jay won the last game that he can choose decide. Who goes first and who goes second.
Oh, we never got to Rochambeau.
Do we have music to play while we're doing it?
No, they're going to be guessing while you're
doing
it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So,
do you want to go first or second? Before we go any further, it's a new company that makes a lot of sense for our somewhat older audience.
For our refined audience.
Our refined audience. Our audience that likes to sit back, relax.
After you've come to whatever me and Ralph have presented to you, you probably want to have yourself a nice smoke.
Yeah, and there's only one way to do it. A small batch cigar.
That's right. You've already jumped your large batch. Now it's time to dive into some small batch cigar. That should be merch. Small batch cigar has free shipping on every order. Almost every order arrives in 2 to 3 days in the continental U.S. Bevita 69% humidity packs included with every purchase and the most thorough packaging in the industry. Nothing's going to break. Nothing's going to get messed up on there. It's going to come moist, ready to smoke. Amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard to find cigars. And you can earn 5% reward points instantly. If you go right now to smallbatchcigar.com, most people click new first to shop the newest arrivals, and you can use the discount code GAS10. That's GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com for 10% off plus those 5% reward points.
All right, let's get back into it.
I'll go first.
Let's go first.
Okay, so you're going to pull.
Who draws first, though?
You could decide that.
Do you want to draw first?
You're going to pull one.
Run away.
You have to make sure Jay doesn't see it.
Yeah. Okay. Not yet.
Yeah, and I can't see it either. And we're also, by the way, keep in mind, if he doesn't get it, we have a chance to steal after 30
seconds. Where do I put it when I'm done?
Yeah.
After 30 seconds.
So do we have to
after 30 seconds.
Guess it after?
But don't guess until.
We can't guess until 30 seconds are up.
All right.
If we don't get it.
So she's going to start drawing now.
But wait, is this not a thing?
Am I allowed to now or when do I start?
Wait, don't start yet. But I was going to ask, if we get it quick, there's another 30 or is it just 30 seconds to get one?
30 seconds to get one.
Okay.
Oh, the pressure.
Wait, by the way, she didn't start.
She didn't start. And also, by the way, you can't draw words. We should make that clear.
And no words, no numbers.
No words, no numbers.
I know. Can I start?
Wait, not yet.
Oh my God.
Shannon, you say when to go.
Hold on. 1 second. I'm just going to. Okay, so.
Oh, that looks great.
Yeah, AJ's going to be over.
Oh,
your
I love
shoulder.
That.
And then 1 second. Okay, I'm starting in 3, 2, go.
Ass, anal.
Very close.
Not you can't ass. Give. You can't coax.
I mean, you can give a little. You can give a little something.
Mm. Oh, cum?
No.
Dildo? Fucking machine?
10 seconds.
Fucking machine? Phone sex.
Close.
Fuck.
Ooh.
Time's up.
Butt dial?
Booty call.
Oh, booty call.
We didn't get a chance to guess.
She guessed.
I thought
she
did
the buzzer.
Oh, just one guess. Okay, I got
you.
Everybody should slow down and thought about it more. I agree.
I thought he was only one that got the guess.
We get one.
No, so after we.
Oh, okay. Well, I ruined it. I shout out booty call after it buzzed.
I'll confer with you before I start yelling shit out.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, no, I did a phone and a butt.
Do you want to start?
So now, you want to do the same? I'm not going to look.
All right.
Draw.
I have to be the first one to draw.
Yeah, the girls go first. Yeah, well, get tissue, AJ, so that she doesn't have to wipe with her hands.
Do you make our new friends feel like jerk offs who are not welcome here?
Is it
AJ?
Bad that please? I don't even care?
Oh boy, look at that!
You can tell nice and dirty.
He has them in there, so you just go.
I don't know if you know.
That's good. That's
but Blackfinger is not accepted anymore.
Oh really?
Oh no!
I'm sure my fans would love it.
I don't know if you know this, but Blackfinger is not really a thing that's cool anymore.
My fans like some weird stuff. I have race play fans all the time.
Race play.
Yeah.
They get dark.
That's a huge fetish.
They get very dark.
So wait, so what happened? No points at all.
No points yet. And now we're doing ours.
Yeah.
Okay. So you folded it back up.
I folded
right?
it back up, okay, and so I'm just patiently
looking,
waiting. Hang on, I need that.
And the
to
first
be away
one was
you.
Butt dial, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think if I was being
It wasn't butt dial.
This is
booty call. It's booty call.
I'm like, yeah, we had booty call, this, like,
and I
arm.
Put it right here. I put it to the side.
Now so we don't guess.
No, until
30 seconds up.
Yeah.
I hope I can do this.
Wait till she says. Once you have the calculator, the timer goes.
All right. I hope I can do this.
Ready? Starting in 3, 2, go. Let's see.
Oh, I know it.
Very funny. Okay, I have no idea.
Ralph,
yet.
It's crazy you're not getting
it
this.
It looks like a dildo. It looks like a...
Ralph, this is so crazy.
Okay, it's not a dildo. It's a butt plug. Butt plug vibrator.
You're not supposed to say it. Oh, but
so what happens now?
You guys get that point. We're playing with the same rules as the last game. You guys get that point.
Yeah, we got the point. You have to wait 30 seconds. I was guessing.
She was very excited.
Well, that's good.
Okay. I appreciate the excitement, though.
So, Jay, now you go.
So, after the first round, Team Ralph is ahead.
We're ahead.
Team Jay, remove an article of clothing
Jay,
and take a shot.
Article of clothing and a shot. Do you want a shot of tequila?
She was off.
I don't have a cup or anything.
We need another cup, AJ.
Oh, I should have kept my jacket on.
I don't do tequila. I will take a shot of this.
I should have gotten vibrator. I did think butt plug, though.
You're a butt plug. The butt plug is going to have a little flare.
You made the vibrating lines. That's when I would have gotten
okay.
it.
Okay. Now I draw?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to look, yeah. Don't look. No one cheat.
Okay. I'm going to put the camera up before I start the timer. 1 second. Okay. I am starting in 3, 2, go.
Oh, Jay is a good... Okay.
Looks like a butt head.
Don't.
Facial?
I'm just saying the hair. It's like a butt cleft.
Yeah, it looks like he's getting a facial.
How much time is left, Shannon? The timer's not up.
Sorry, I have it here. It's 10 seconds.
Come on the hair, on the head? I don't know.
It's got to be almost over.
I don't know what that's supposed to be.
Oh. We got it. Cum shot. Right. Woo!
That was good. I like the little pistol.
I didn't realize that was a pistol. I was like, what is that?
All right, we are killing
it. It kind of looked like an elephant to me.
I could see that.
All right, so now it's my turn, right?
Yay.
I thought it was like a second floating penis.
I'll not look.
Oh, it's upside down. Okay.
I just want to make sure AJ's in position.
Hold on.
Oh, do you need me to scooch?
Okay.
Okay, I am starting in 3, 2, go.
Okay, hold on. And let's do this.
A leg. Humping a leg?
No, it's right here.
That is a leg.
Yeah, but a specific part of the leg.
Left leg, knee.
Okay, and?
Is it a tooth? What is that?
It's a rhino. Right.
Is it a rhino horn? Horny.
You have to let us see it because you have to let us see.
That's pretty fucking good actually.
It was horny. She said it.
I did. It was right after. You got the point.
It was after.
You get the point. She said it afterwards. So you're going to get the point.
Nikki said it, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, she said it.
She said it.
She said it was afterwards, so they just get the point.
They get it. No points.
Oh, no points.
Oh.
Like, so we just lose?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I ruined it.
Sorry. Wacky rules, Ralph.
Sorry.
Wacky rules.
I think I did pretty well on that one.
Oh, wait, but they didn't... Oh. Right, because she said it, so they didn't get a chance.
I'm saying the rules here are floating.
They float a little bit. I'm kind of confused.
It's not floating. It's just because she said the answer and he confirmed it, you guys didn't get a chance.
Yeah, if I didn't react to
the point,
stupidly confirmed
I reacted to it. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was right at the buzzer.
Didn't we get a point when you said it, though? I thought you guys got a point when I blew it.
I think they should just get the point so they don't have to hear Jake fetch.
No. I think it's better this way. We're going to win this ultimately.
Hopefully.
I went straight for a diagram. Mm-hmm. And only because
when does the drinking come into play? Like, not that I'm a big drinker.
At the end of each round, the winners either get points, the losers have to take a shot and take off.
So I shouldn't be drinking for pleasure.
You can for pleasure.
Sure.
just get extra.
Oh, sorry.
Well, I lost. We lost that round. So
is that true? Is that two
rounds to none?
Yes.
Okay, so then she's going to take clothes off. You do a shot.
Oh, we have to do stuff right now?
Sorry.
No, you're good. I'm going to take my purse off.
You still have your purse on?
It is part of the outfit.
That is part of the outfit.
I love
part
it.
Of the
outfit. I told I her
when I wear my Louis over the shoulder, it's part of the outfit.
She also said she didn't have a lot of clothing on. I said you could be a little creative, so that's fine.
I love it.
All right, so it's back to Nikki now.
I really can't draw.
Yeah, you know what? That did look like a fucking rhino. It was abstract.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You were able to blow the round for us, though.
Picasso would have been very proud. Skill.
I did my best.
I mean, hey, Picasso.
It's my left-handedness.
Are you left-handed? Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, also, in fairness, when you do it, Ralph, we're going to have to, like, because I can't see on that thing at all. You're, like, covering it the whole time.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I think the way I think even the lighting, like, I just don't see bright. The line as much. Yeah. Right.
Sorry.
Is that with OBS and their mobile?
No, it's great that you even know that, but no, it's the program we use called VMix.
Did the ghost of Gigi Allen just walk in?
I didn't see who it was. That's funny. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You have the clue.
Yes.
The 30-second timer's not up though.
Mm-hmm. Where's it? Is that it?
No, I don't see it.
It's not this.
I
up
think
here.
That's it.
No, it's right there. It goes.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Starting in 3, 2, go.
Remember, we don't say anything until afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Balloon. Balloon knot.
Hmm. Huh.
Barely legal.
I don't know.
Snowman?
I can see it.
Lollipop? Lollipop.
Oh.
Yes? They were talking nonstop. I feel like you should be able to talk. We're playing two by the rules.
Team Ralph gets to steal.
I can't hear you.
You could try.
Oh no! There would have been a dick in that.
It's something sucker.
All right, you gotta give your answer.
Do you have any guess?
I don't know. Here, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm gonna say cocksucker.
Cocksucker.
What was it?
Blowjob.
Oh,
I did a blow pop with the owl. How many licks does it take? And then I did a person with a briefcase.
That was graduation hat.
Yeah, because like, how do you draw blow? Like, you could have done cocaine.
The briefcase is a job. I get it now. Okay.
Wait, yeah, no, I did a shitty owl with a blow pop.
I was picturing like an ice cream man.
I was just drawing a cock in the mouth.
I was picturing an ice cream man, and like, it was like, no, that's not a phrase. It's I was thinking like, here, like, would you like some candy, little boy? And I'm like, but it's not a phrase.
Like pedophile pop.
It looks like pedophile pop.
Yeah, okay. I think that my. My abstract drawing misled her down a path. She should have went just for a cock.
I just went for a blow pop. Yeah. I was thinking, well, blow pop.
Yeah, that's what I. You're right.
How many licks?
She overthought it.
How many licks?
Cock in the mouth.
That's the easiest way to do it. Right, hold on. We got 30 seconds.
All right.
Hold on. Let AJ get in position. Oh man, I am not a good artist.
And we're not allowed to draw the positions, I assume.
Allowed to draw what?
Not allowed to draw the positions, I would assume.
No, you could draw. It's only no numbers and no letters. That's it, though. Everything else you can draw.
Well, now we know it's a position.
I should do another one.
Yeah, she gave it away.
I need to do another one.
All right. You put it back in because no one knows. Should I put it back in or put it aside?
She knows it.
Sorry.
Right.
No, I mean,
that's right.
Oh, am I not supposed to know any of the phrases in there?
Well, if somebody does it and you kind of tell right away. I wouldn't care, but there's a legislation.
No.
There's a commission we have to report to.
We have to file forms. We have to sign all the documents.
We'll be jammed up in court for the next 6 months.
Right. They can't be pictures of the thing.
It can be anything
you have to draw a picture of the thing.
Yeah, picture of the thing.
You have to draw a picture
of the thing. Exactly.
Okay.
Just draw what you want to draw.
Just no letters or numbers.
Don't go by my stupid thing because I can't draw. That's why I did what I did.
Okay.
All right. Starting in 3, 2,
be as graphic as you want.
I mean, how does it go, though? I should know this thing.
It looks like a tit. No. Looks like a penis now.
I don't know if you guys will get this, though. Ah, shit. Oh, I fucked up my lines.
I have no idea.
That looks like ovaries, kind of.
I'll do.
Shh. Yeah.
I can't do. Can I do arrows?
Do whatever you want. I did arrows.
That.
I'm going to guess clitoris.
Yes.
Oh, you fuck.
Just under.
It's definitely
just
what
under.
It was.
Yeah.
1 second left.
It's not really.
Ralph.
I forget how the
this game's
anatomy
fucked.
Oh,
why?
It's crazy.
As I fuck it,
why?
Sorry.
It's crazy what's happening.
What's happening?
I don't know. It's a shift of rules. The whole thing's upside
nothing
down.
Changed.
It's crazy.
No rules changed.
The disembodied voice.
Jay gets so pissed when he's not winning. Oh, he won every game.
So many.
Oh, you have one over there.
Yeah. I mean,
we're all picking randomly.
This is.
We're all picking randomly.
Okay. All right.
On the last game, you got the easiest fucking answers. What the fuck that was with?
Ralph.
It was luck.
Shh. I'm going to punch you in the face in front of these ladies.
All right. Starting in 3, 2, go.
Is that supposed to be like titty fucking? Motorboat.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That took me a second.
That was great.
That was really good.
Awesome. Wow, Jay, that was great.
I like the little boat.
Shut up. Shut up, Ralph. Not you. You're Jesse. You're fine.
The boobs were confusing initially.
Ralph knows what he's done.
I did it.
Isn't it your turn to take off an article now?
No.
It's even
that round.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, she just wants me naked.
So what, if it's even, maybe we both do a shot and they both take off clothes?
How dare you?
My shot's very heavy.
I'm going
to do. Give you a little bit of mine.
Do we have to drink?
Yeah, we're taking.
You don't have to drink, but you could also drink and then just take it out of something off.
Socks are off. I'm going to go with shoes.
All right, before we go any further, are you a responsible adult?
Not me, dude.
Are you over the age of 21?
Nope.
Really?
And I still do this stuff all willy-nilly. The laws have not caught up.
That's pretty wild.
To Delta 8.
Yeah.
I am underage. I am a young woman. I am not allowed to vote where I come from.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
true. And yet I rip this shit all day long.
You do the Yo Delta in style at 18 years old?
I do the Columbia House scam. I send them a penny with a piece of tape attached to it and my cat's name.
That was a big one.
Yes, they send me Delta 8 out the wazoo.
One penny? That's a good deal.
These are jokes. I'm above age. I am very responsible.
By the way, Delta 8 Empire, is that what it's called again, right? Can you draw?
Not Empire.
Oh, Delta 8 Vampire?
Yes. No, yes.
Can you draw?
Yes. What do you want me to draw?
Draw an undery.
Yes. I don't know. I can't draw it from memory, you see. Yeah, I would be guessing.
Right.
Winkety, winkety. What is underage in Bulgaria? I know you know, freak.
You want to look at my chart? It shows me where to go at what time?
I bite children on the necks, and I still think you're a weirdo.
Go to yodelta.com. Stock up on vapes and gummies. Use the promo code GAS. Get 25% off on all those vapes and gummies of Delta 8. Shipped to you directly. Gets you legally high.
Now Ralph has to get back to informing all of his neighbors that he is a registered sex offender. Megan's Law Ralph, we call him at the meetings.
MLR. All right, get back into it.
It would be terrible if I did one shoe at a time, but I don't really have a lot of clothing on.
That's fair.
I also don't wear underwear.
I don't have a bra on, so
I'm picking
we're on
one.
The same boat.
I'm not wearing a bra.
I'm not looking
wearing underwear.
I don't want to cheat and give me extra time to think about how I'm going to draw it.
Well, you're a filthy piece of shit cheater.
By the way, everyone believes online everything you say.
Absolutely.
It's really...
Also, Ralph's pro-Hamas.
Yeah, that's given. I have a long-standing...
Also, Ralph's pro-Hamas and MAGA.
Oh, are you going for the feet? You want to see those true religion socks?
Okay.
It's because I live on top of a Marshalls.
Nice.
I love that.
Okay.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
I would be shopping there all
the
time.
You ready?
Dude,
no,
all the time, AJ.
Jay, you're going to get... AJ, get over here, right?
What's that, China?
We're in AJ.
Where was I blocking where I could draw?
We just have to get guessing. You just have to give us a couple of seconds at the end to guess.
Worries. All right, you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay,
starting in 3, 2, go.
It's a hairy dick. Condom? That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was super easy.
It's like the hat for a dick.
I mean...
I saw the helmet and
crazy
I was thinking
difference.
Uncut.
We're picking randomly!
Your motorboat was so good, though. Yeah.
What's mine going to be? Fornication?
That would be fun.
Elaborate lovemaking. Jay gets so pissed. I love it. Oh, shit, wait, stop a second. Don't do it yet.
I'm not. I'm
Everyone
ready.
Stop.
I'm prepping.
I got Jay a gift.
Aww.
I saw this online. It just came in my newsfeed, in my feed. I'm like, I gotta get this for
the
Jay.
Algorithm. What did you get?
Filming in the Angels. All day, dog. Very cool. Angelica's The Cure.
Wait, can you put it back? Ralph, I want to get it on camera. I very much appreciate that
because I'm not allowed to go to his concert.
I want to see it.
Show it up. Yeah, hold it up. So it's on the camera. From 2017 tour.
Oh, I think I went to that one, too.
Corey Feldman.
We're not allowed to go.
It came in my feed, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to get this for Jay.
He hates us still.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? All right.
Stop being hilarious.
I accidentally found myself at one of his parties, and it was a very weird party.
Oh, please.
Please tell Jay everything.
Tell me everything about it.
Yeah. Oh, I just don't,
I know a
like...
few. I know a few of the ex-Angels.
Like, for some reason, my significant other at the time, like, they were just, like, starting to be, like, buddy-buddy. And I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this. And, like, and the parties, I was on mushrooms.
How can you do that? Because he's totally sober, he says.
Obviously, so sober with the sunglasses. But I was on mushrooms, and it was a very interesting experience. There was like I didn't sign an NDA or anything. A play space where everybody was going to go and like fuck around, and they were going to shut the door. And I'm on mushrooms, and I'm like, I don't really want to play around with everybody here. And like, so I ended up being on mushrooms outside with this girl that was like tripping balls on acid and like tripping. And I can't even remember the conversation, but it was going places. And it was just like, it was such a wild experience that like, yeah, the outside part of.
Please tell me, did he perform for you guys at all? Because
like the music?
Oh, yeah. That really shitty music.
I don't know.
Can
I
ask how long ago this was?
I don't know if that's maybe when he was starting. It was maybe 16, 17, somewhere in that range.
Oh, yeah. No, this was.
Yeah, this is from the prime. 17 tour.
This is prime stuff, dude.
Yeah, his girlfriend at the time, super hot. And like, they were just like, we should play. But every time I was around, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this.
They are delusional psychopaths. Aww. I love it so much. But man, yeah, I didn't know it was going to get back to him, how much we make fun of his music.
Oh, no.
But it's fine.
Not on the show, but in another show that he does.
Yeah. Ralph one time goes, I think we have an in. We're going to get Corey Feldman on the show. I go, nah, don't blindside him with that. Yeah. He hates us. Yeah. And like, I get, if I made.
He was actually super sweet.
If I made, yeah, I bet. He was trying to fuck you and his wife.
That's valid.
He was a lunatic.
Other, she 180'd that immediately because, yeah, that makes sense.
That's valid.
He's a fucking lunatic. Dude. Yeah, he's for crazy. Sure. But he gets mad at us. I'm like, yo, you should thank me. Every show, 100% of the shows he does, there are at least a couple hundred people there because of us.
Yeah,
because
I heard someone.
For sure. And they come and we tell them not to fuck with the show. We go, don't fuck with the show. Just watch. Yeah. Watch how much he believes this is good. It's so enticing.
Because I heard
I've never seen it.
Before you started talking about it, which is like about 5-6 years you've been talking about it? Is that right?
Oh, no, longer than that. Since Bonfires are 8-9.
Okay. But like, I listened to an interview with him. Not interview. Somebody was on. Someone performed somewhere that Corey Feldman also performed. I forget who it was now, but he said that there was only 80 people in a 3,000-seater.
No, Dad, that's how it always goes. But he,
what kind of music does he DJ?
But one time was
funny. He's a DJ. He sings.
He sings. What does he dances. Sing?
You want to go on a nice rabbit hole?
Yeah, I do.
Cut off some plans and just type in Corey Feldman.
Just singing. You know what, Shannon? Play like 30 seconds of something.
I need to hear something.
I'm sure Jay knows. Jay knows the best thing to
really watch. I need some content.
Do you want me to know what to show you? How do we
like,
do?
Like what kind of music?
I say. Do the second Today Show appearance.
Oh, my God. He did a Today Show
Take
appearance?
A stand. Well, he did one, and then it went viral because it's terrible, but he so believes bad. It's because it was awesome. So they had him come back again because he's delusional enough to go, like, they need
sad,
more.
Though.
What's happening
Jay,
over there?
Jay, can you tell from this?
Yep. It's the one with the where he looks like Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God. By the way, wait, before you play it.
Yes.
Are we currently? What? Where are we currently at with scoring on the game?
3-1.
You guys are cheating.
We're cheating with 3-1. Okay, good.
And you guys paused on my turn.
Yeah, it's okay. Go ahead, Jen.
Let's give us time to regroup.
Jen
needs to figure this out. Why he's losing so badly?
What is that?
I don't know. Just
YouTube.
Whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shannon. When he's dressed like white Assassin's Creed.
Okay. Oh, I just saw it. Go back.
Yeah. All the way to the bottom. Yeah. There you go. This is.
Oh my God!
Keep going. Go ahead a little bit. You got to get to when he takes his hair out.
That looks about right. You would have said,
yeah.
There you go.
Perfect.
Can you turn it up?
Crank it.
Hey.
Oh my God.
He's big on that.
His highlighter is on point. It's like karaoke.
Man. I mean, Jess, if you got to find something there.
It's just as uncomfortable as the sex party I went to.
We need love right now. We need. At least the girls appear to be playing their instruments.
Jump ahead a little bit. Poorly.
Oh, that's.
Dun, dun. I like all the Michael Jackson moves.
What are you talking about? Those aren't Michael Jackson moves.
No, that was solid Michael Jackson.
No, they're not Michael Jackson. I don't know if you know this, but him and Michael Jackson learned these moves practicing together, is what he says.
Oh, is that what he says? Oh, wait, that's getting real now.
No, this is my favorite part. I want you to hear this note. Everyone's got to be really quiet for this one part. Fast forward a little bit, Shannon.
What was the Free Willy song?
I can see. Look where the spike is.
For sure, that's because... That's because of me.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Shit.
Watch this note.
Oh, shit. His hair looks nicer than some women's.
Shannon, you've heard this 1,000 times.
Get up off the ground and...
Oh. Here it comes.
Yeah, he has the fog.
Oh, boy.
Dude, he's the best.
So
this guy is the ultimate entertainer.
Let me ask you a question about that. I have to ask you a question, because you've done a deep dive on him. We'll get back to the game, but here's my question.
I could do 7.5 hours of just showing you clips. I know everything. You ever hear of Blackbird by the Beatles?
No. Oh, Mystery Theater 3000.
Let me ask you this. How is he funding this?
Huh?
How is he funding all this?
Goonies residuals?
Is that what it is? Daddy makes enough from that?
I don't know.
Does it make that much money? I mean,
no, he probably had money. I mean, I don't know if he has like tons and tons of money. I think he sold his like house at one point. I think he's downsized houses and stuff. But I mean, like, he's got residuals from stuff, I'm sure, that he's done. He's done a lot of shit.
Does he do cameo?
The guy, I respect his acting catalog wildly.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, Stand By Me, killer. Best part of that. Yeah. Goonies, one of the best parts of Goonies.
Yeah. Really
Lost Boys, arguably the best part of the Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm. How about this?
Lost his way.
When did he first start singing?
Always. But... The acting was popping, so no one really heard about
it. Oh, he was singing back then.
My favorite thing, and you can look at this another time. We don't have to do it now.
We'll get back in.
Evening at the Improv was an old stand-up comedy show. It was on A&E, and they would have a celebrity come host it every week and introduce the comics. It's before I did comedy. He goes up there. He goes, I'm going to do a little something different, everybody. He hosts it one week, and it's on the internet. It's great. I'm going to do a little something different, everybody. He goes, normally I don't really tell jokes, so I'm going to debut my new single I wrote with Michael Damian.
So it was like 86 or 88.
Buddy, there's nothing more fun to me than watching somebody starting dancing from not dancing. And him doing this in front of a comedy club audience. He lip syncs the whole thing. Doesn't even keep the mic by his face. It's just great. Priceless.
It's wild.
Treat yourself one day.
There's video of that?
Yeah.
Shannon, goddamn it, bring it up.
I need to see
our last one, then we stop.
Okay.
It's like not at the Improv?
You can't bring it up, and like I need to see it stat.
Corey Feldman, not at the Improv, and then we'll get back to the game.
Evening at the Improv.
Oh, it's so good. I love that you know this much.
A very charming guest host, Mr. Corey Feldman, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
Good.
Corey. I'm going to do a little something different.
How many hours have you spent?
Oh, logged? Yeah. Hundreds. Yeah. He's fascinating.
So this is
he never tells a story where he lost in his life.
But this is prime Corey Feldman era.
Yes.
I'm going to start the show off tonight a bit differently than usual. What I'm going to do is I'm going to world premiere my song that I just finished writing and
awkward
producing
hand in the pocket.
With Michael
so
Damian.
Weird. Michael Damian.
My new movie Dream a Little Dream with Jason Robards. It's called Something in Your Eyes. I'm going to do
Dude,
it right
starting
now.
Dancing. Watch this, how fun this is. I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. This audience is like, what the fuck's happening?
And they're all here to see a comedy show, and this is how it's going to start. That's wild.
Dude, he's the best.
That is wild.
You shut up, Ralph. Don't say one disparaging thing. He's the best, dude.
I will say he seems like he'd be fun to hang out with.
No.
No?
No, you're wrong. He's going to tell you a lot about him.
He loves it. Oh, well, he's not even trying to lip sync.
Not even trying. He pulls that mic away so many times.
that's enough, Tim. It's enough.
It's we'll watch the whole thing if we go one more second. It's too good.
That's wild.
That's amazing.
Pick up a thing. We got to win this son of a bitch.
What's the closest you've gotten to like having any actual interaction with him?
I could have interacted with him by now. I just don't want to bother. I feel bad that he hates us so much, but I think he is.
I gotta say he's really nice, but like you said, I have this like fucking. I do it all the time. People are like, but they wanted to fuck you.
He's
like,
a world class Jerkoff.
Is he?
The way he treats his band. You see the videos where he comes out and yells at the band.
No, I didn't see that.
Because he's like they're bad. I'm like, it's you.
I was thinking he has never had any of his people reach out to you and say, hey, stop fucking with us or something like that.
No, he was going to do a podcast in Huntsville, Alabama, these guys fly out for.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, they said, the guys know me. So they sent it.
They
sent me the email.
David Lynam.
That makes me so sad that he's got such a funky side because he was, again, he was super sweet. But yeah,
he was trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck his wife. No one ever goes, hey, bitch, fuck me and my wife.
Yeah, god damn it.
So what were you saying? He did in Huntsville, Alabama, and
they saw that I was on the show before, and then his manager sent a letter to him. He goes, this is my favorite. He goes, Jay has made a career. This has the smell of setup to it, which I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how I got to set him up. I'm like, do the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. But he goes, this has the smell of setup. Jay has made a career of making fun of Corey. And like, settle down, egomaniac. I've never made a career. I've made some segments on a show about it. Like, it's not a career. What does that not make?
That's funny.
Let's win this thing.
It's 3-1.
Come on, Nicky.
We're playing a game.
Yeah, 3-1. We're up 3-1.
This one's an easy one. You better get it.
Oh, well, I love it. Now they're throwing sass at you, Jay.
Why are we angry at each other? I thought we were getting along great.
They're falling apart. They are falling
this
apart.
Is a good one.
Are we not besties?
Oh, and she's had time to think about
it. Yeah, she had a lot of time.
You know what I can
start? I already wove you a friendship bracelet. Am I going to feel silly?
Is it time for me to start yet?
No, not
yet. Not yet.
Let's wait for Shannon to give you the clue. Say, give you the gold. Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Oh, do you want that instead?
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right.
I like that we get to see some of her thighs.
Starting in 3, 2, go.
Butt plug.
Yes.
I knew it.
I was going to be so upset if you didn't get it
right. I
was
about to say, if you don't get this.
Also, the timer wasn't on the screen though, Shannon. I know it's a little complicated.
I keep having it on my side, but I am monitoring it.
I know. You did. No, you did. I'm just saying for future, because if we take a little longer, you're going to have a fucking hissy fit. Like the little puss that you are.
Well, you guys just guess after the buzzer. It doesn't matter. I mean, everyone has to lose for some reason.
Well, at least we got that point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, finally. Hey.
We're on your ass.
They finally got one. Am I right?
You're on notice. Just know that you're on notice
right,
now.
And Nikki was the first to draw at all, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now it's you.
It's me? Yeah. Oh.
By the way, wait, don't go yet. I wanted the one that you passed on. I wanted to see what it was. I'm curious.
It might be over there.
No, I put it here. Oh, reverse cowgirl. That would have been good.
I know, and I said fucking position. And I was like...
Hey, you draw whatever you want to get me to say it, other than words or numbers.
Oh, I love it. Do you want to see
it? Can I draw people?
You can't look at it because it's going
to... Can I draw a dog? Can I draw a dog in a certain style?
Okay, starting...
Wait. You didn't,
was it doggy style?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, if I'm gonna start drawing a dog.
By the way, you could have just done that.
I could have, but like, if I start drawing it, you'd be
honest.
Like, then
what
cheat.
Are the odds?
You're an honest person, and you're.
Yeah. By the way, thank you because Jay would have said we were cheating.
Yeah, you would have said that we were cheating.
Oh, fuck me in my stupid mouth.
I would have said you were cheating.
Because like, I was about to draw the dog, and then you said,
and then by the way,
did you see it?
Jay would say, rewind the tape and let's see where Ralph saw it.
Yeah, just pick another one.
No, you're lying.
God damn it, that one was gonna be.
By the way, you could. I wouldn't have argued that. I swear to you, it was a complete coincidence if she didn't go.
Oh, yeah.
When
yeah.
you said doggy stuff, she gave it away that that's what it was.
But, what are the fucking chances of that?
If I started drawing the dog, you would have, like, it would have seemed like cheating.
I would have probably broke something here. Sure.
I was about to draw a fucking dog, and then he said doggy, and I'm like, they're going to think that it's
would I have
cheating.
Karate chopped through the cabinetry? Maybe.
But it's true, right? You would have thought I cheated.
What are the fucking odds?
Possible. What are the odds? I don't know. Doggy style on a sex things game? Right. Hi.
I just guess something else now and right. fuck up.
Oh,
everything.
So you can see it?
You
so
got it?
Yeah,
reverse
yeah.
pile driver.
I can't see it. There you go. Jesus Christ.
All right. Starting in 3, 2, go.
I haven't.
I don't know what that looks like. It looks like a piece of toast to me.
It's a human genome.
I don't know what that is.
She's mapping it.
Wait, no, that's... Oh, I have no fucking clue right now.
No, Ralph, you're doing so good. It's
a cup.
Crazy.
It's a mug. Mug. A hot No, tea kettle. No, so it's fucking.
I know this one.
Hot box. No, it's a.
Got it. Tea bag.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me.
Yes.
With the steel. With the steel. Ralph, take your pants off. With the steel. So.
Fuck.
Jessica, you drink. Ralph, take your fucking pants off.
I want some tequila, wow. Actually.
Hang some dick, Ralph.
Hang it. God, is it even now?
It is even.
Mm-hmm. I got to keep my pants on. Otherwise, each. You guys are going to get a tampon string.
Oh. 3-3.
Looks like we're synced up.
3-3. So this round is for all the marbles.
I'm just now ending mine. No, oh, I was spotting earlier.
Yep.
Did we take a pizza?
Me and Shannon synced up a few years back.
So I don't think this should be the last one. I think Ralph and Jay should both go. And then if it's a tie, we do a tiebreaker. So everyone's gone
I gotcha.
The same amount of times.
Okay. Yeah.
Should we aim for getting titties out?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. If we end with titties out, the fans are very happy.
I don't
happy.
Have a bra on.
Neither do I.
All right, so there were, neither. I think we could end on that either way. Let's do that.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Is it doggy style? Because I know you're cheating then.
I love tequila.
Yeah, that's a good tequila too.
All right, we're starting in 3, 2, go.
I can't see it. I'm going to look over there.
I can kind of see it.
Okay. Jay's better at drawing.
He's
just,
very good at this.
Yeah.
Although I would say the guy's midsection's a little
what
off.
What is going on?
Oh,
with
now
life?
I have no idea what's happening.
Oh, he's using a fleshlight. Jerking off, masturbating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh!
I made that. If I didn't
very
close that
good.
Off, that would have been the problem. If I would have opened
that
it
was good.
When you started drawing the hand, I thought there was like we're an alien, it. Like, you know, when the alien bursts out of the chest.
By the way, before we go to the next one, can I just pretend I didn't fuck it up? Draw a doggy style. I want to see what you would have
oh,
done.
I, don't, I was trying to think of my doggy.
What are you, fucking
was,
Bob
I was,
Barker?
I just want to see if I would have gotten it right away.
Let's take a look at these answers. I was going to do a really cute doggy, actually. I was going to do like my Yoshi doggy because I can do it super fast and like.
I don't know if I would have gotten that.
I would have said,
I would have said clown fuck. Now I would have said dog.
But then I was trying to think of how to do style. Yeah. I was thinking maybe doing
dog
like
would
a
have done
tie.
It. Yeah, dog would have done it completely.
Like doing a tie for style.
He goes, doggy.
That now I don't know what that
doggy
is.
Position?
I was trying to do a tie.
Doggy situation.
Doggy.
I was doing a tie, but
doggy way. Do it the doggy way.
The doggy way. I mean the tea bag. You said tea
AJ's
kettle.
Hand is in front of the camera.
You said tea kettle.
AJ, you're blocking the camera.
AJ, nice move, asshole.
Okay.
All right. Are we doing another one?
Now it's me.
Oh,
right?
It's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we have to go to a tiebreaker.
Okay. I think I got this.
Oh, whoops. I did it again.
Oh, that's weird.
Oops. Right. I did it again.
All right.
All right. Starting.
Okay. But the camera angle is very weird. Come over here.
Just do the same thing that
you've
been
doing.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's getting artistic with this.
Yeah.
This is more of a Lynch type shot, David Lynchy.
I like it.
Oh, we need to hear him. What's happening?
Yeah. We got to leave this here. So, wait, I'll do it.
Do you want to scooch
over?
Over
here.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. He's already cheating.
All of a sudden.
Oh, my God. He's cheating. He's been looking at the word for so long. It's right, crazy. He's already thought. He's plotted out.
Can you see?
Draw.
I can see it. Yeah.
He's overthought.
Tell me when.
Fucking questions. The bullshit.
3, 2, go.
Parliament lights.
The doghouse?
No.
No, what? Mail? Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not. My plan is not working.
I don't know what this is.
You're doing really good. My plan is not fucking working. Shit.
Wow, why did you just say that?
Two windows?
My plan is not working.
Is it a bed?
I'm out.
Oh, it's a nightstand.
Hey! It's not right. God damn it. It's not
it's
right,
a
though.
Why'd you cheat?
No, what is it?
Because it's one nightstand. She said a nightstand, so I got excited. And I fucked
still,
up.
You gave it away again.
Yeah.
Jay, you're right.
I'm an idiot.
He's cheating. I'm not a part of it.
I'm an idiot. Give them the point. I'm fucking idiot.
We get the point. We win the entire game.
You win the game. I got excited because you said a nightstand, but it's a one nightstand.
Now flash your asshole the way you agreed if you lost.
God damn it. But you got it.
I just fucked it. Close. Do my tits need to come out?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I tried.
Do not get mad at us for this.
Unfortunately.
This is Ralph's fault.
I tried my best. Oh, fuck
out.
Me.
Oh, which camera am I going
to would you have gotten it, Jay? It's a nightstand. Ooh.
Yeah, no, boom. I don't know. If you gave me a little bit,
do
weird,
I have
maybe.
To sit here with tits out?
I don't like to keep saying you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do it. Have to.
You could put a jacket on right now if you'd like to. I mean, we love your tits.
I should do tits and jacket.
Hell yeah,
good look.
It's like Billy Idol.
Tits and jacket.
Very cute.
You're like Billy
God,
Idol.
I got too excited. I had a couple of drinks. I heard a nightstand, and I thought I won.
Unreal.
I mean, it was close.
God damn it.
You are unscrupulous. You are a cheater.
You won.
You don't play. I know. And I'm saying, and yet, good prevailed.
Shannon, is it like 40 games to three at this point?
Jay has been killing it lately.
I still feel like Nikki's titties should come out.
Yeah, I think that's right.
As a reward. I feel like her titties should come out.
Yeah.
Nikki, just know, we won. This is because you love it, not because we lost.
I like to show them off.
No, this is a victory lap tit shot.
Yeah.
Why do you think tits. I do porn? I really like being naked and I really like sex.
Same. Mm.
Love to run. I'm putting this back on.
Did we
I'm
find
cold.
Out they both had bushes? Did we even find out? No, I mean, yeah, we asked. They said they were
you're
later.
Both going to get, like, both of us are tampon stringing. It's well, like,
I
like
no,
I
was earlier.
Earlier.
I was saying, I was saying the show. I was saying, I was even saying in the show. I'm saying, like, I said earlier in the show,
oh,
I think they
yeah.
both have a bush yeah. right now.
And I thought we could, I thought we agreed.
Oh. You have a thong on. And also, I'm at the tail end.
Do you have a bush?
I do, but it's small right now.
I have a bush.
Shannon, do me a favor. The next 12 games we play, please fix them so that I win.
Also, could we time the games with guest
menstruation schedules? Oh, there you go, Jay. That's for you.
I can't see.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, wow. Look at both going on.
Wait. I'm missing all of it.
Hold on. Sorry. There we go. For the fans. There you go.
I'm just clapping like a fucking like a sea
so
lion.
So I'm only part ginger, so I get the freckles. I actually do tan because I'm a solid European mutt, but I have to dye my hair red. I don't have that part. I have a lot of the negatives of being a ginger, but I don't have all of the benefits.
You don't seem super freckly. It's very light freckly.
I'm super freckled. Well, I hide from the sun. Like, I'm a vampire.
Ooh. I hide from the sun, too.
We got Ralph, dude.
Bet you guys can't.
Ralph prays to Ra, the sun.
No, all the suns hide from me because of. Let's hit the first Shannon.
You're not blonde, are you?
Yeah.
Are you blonde?
Yeah.
The first I'm a blondie. Time ever I saw concert did drugs had sex.
The name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We've asked every guest this since the dawn of time. Their first experience with all three, but before we do,
you just unbuttoned your top.
Yeah, I was doing that slowly as you got dressed.
Oh, that's
I wasn't
what that
paying
was.
Attention. I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
I also, by the way, because you didn't have your headphones on, she had
Should
no
I
idea.
Should I have my tits out while you have your tits out?
Before we go any further and do the first, Jessica, Nikki, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yay.
Thanks for showing your boobies and your vagina regions.
Wow, you talk so weird for someone who talks for
you
a
know,
living.
I had to do a whole inquiry because usually, like, dancers are, like, completely bald, right? Mm-hmm. So, and New York is a place where, like, it's topless only.
Topless
if
only,
there's,
yeah.
If the, is it just with alcohol or?
I think in New York City it has to be.
So, I was just like, okay, but, like, I can't show bush on Instagram. I'm like, if I have, like, can I show, is like, if you see that I have bush, is that going to be a problem? And thank God it's not, because otherwise I'm going to have to wear some fucking grandma panties because I've got bush.
No, let your beaver hang out.
So wait, meaning that you can show hair as long as you're wearing some sort of cover.
Because it's not pussy. I mean, like, I could be on a beach and you could see the fact that I have a bush and it would be okay.
But it's why I am a bush fan. I've sorted through this in my head psychologically. When I was a kid, that's what pussies were.
Was
they
bush.
They had a bush on them. And it was also that I remember the disappointment when girls started wearing the low top, the 90s, started wearing the low top jeans. That's when I was in high school. But I was like, wait a second, that's like weird. Like, they're shaving everything bald. So if they had a bush, you'd be like, I'm seeing something dirty. But just because there's no, it takes away. So something about the bush being there makes me, I'm like, oh, this is like sexual. Like, we're seeing
that's
something
so
dirty.
Funny. A lot of my, like, fans, they love when, like, there's the bush spillover. And, like, for me, like, when it comes to, like, summertime.
If we were in a pool and I saw a hot chick with her bush peeking through her thing, two parts of me as a father, I'd be like, hey, there's children here.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I'm going to yell at you for a long time, though, because I want to keep looking at your bush.
I like the term, by the way, bush spillover. It's a good term. Let me ask you this, because this just happened to me last weekend.
Ralph, take it away.
I was with a girl, a lady. And we had met online because that's the only way I meet people because I'm a creep, right?
You really are, dude, for your age.
And when we got together, she evidently, which didn't show up online and didn't show up on our video chat, she had not shaved anything, meaning that she had very hairy legs, very hairy underarms, and she's a beautiful girl.
Yep.
I couldn't do it, and I was mad at myself.
Why?
Because I feel like it's just programming.
The forest?
No, it's not programming. You can say the thing. It's like, well, you also just hang. I mean, did you make her leave? You
know? No, no, no. We got a good time. We had fun. But I just wasn't attracted.
But you could hang. No, I just, listen, I'm not like armpit hair. I don't like
armpit
on
girls. Crazy like hair.
And it's not like, I wouldn't be like, you're gross or anything.
No.
Like, it's like, just like, I don't know. It just feels, it's oddly masculine to me. It just kind
of like, and had like a little bit of a
takes me out of the
hair around here, too.
I mean, yeah, I think that might be like a why I can't do, like, my armpits have to be shaved and my lips have to be shaved.
But it's also, just.
Well, I mean, my girlfriend, I also have an Armenian girlfriend who, I mean, if she didn't take it down, I'd be living with a werewolf.
We're only as good as our social programming. And
yeah,
like,
that's what it is. We were taught that. If, you know, it was a.
I just don't like getting hair in my mouth.
I hate getting hair in my mouth.
It makes me gag.
Not that hairy armpits would make that happen.
Well, no, yeah, but if I had to have an ingrown hair on my balls, or if I'm licking somebody's butt, if I'm room jobbing
I won't lick ass if it's hairy.
If I have to have a once a year ingrown hair on my ball bag, that hurts. Mm-hmm. Then I shouldn't have to deal with, like, nipple hairs.
I sometimes get a nipple hair. Like, look, I get a
I get a few too.
It happens.
I usually pluck or shave.
These aren't my argument. These things happen. I'd have a unibrow if I didn't get my eyebrows.
I get it.
Like, my beard would
just
be all fucking shit.
It's just programming. We were just taught to make us think that that's unattractive.
Right. Like, when did that be? I mean, is it actually a thing of, like, where it was, like, infantilizing women? Like,
Well, it came from Gillette, like, 100 years ago.
I don't think it was I think it's just, like, soft versus hard. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Like,
I mean, imagine back in the day, like, if you were, like, super hairy and you only showered so often.
There has to be a reason that women still... They haven't evolved that of not growing arm hair.
It feels better to not have hair, to be fair. Like, I like being smooth. Like, it's uncomfortable
in
pants.
It's just fucking programming, because it was Gillette realized half the population wasn't using razors and then started saying that women should shave their fucking legs and underarms. That's how it happened.
Thank you, Gillette.
It's legit.
Yeah, that's it.
Now I forgive you for sponsoring
Patriots. What did you say, Shannon?
It's not entirely true, because there is evidence of women shaving from ancient Egypt.
Oh.
Well, that's what I was told.
Where it says a variety of tools were used for hair removal,
including... People like you are dangerous, Ralph. People put misinformation out there in the world. What's wrong with you?
I'm telling you. I saw a whole show on it.
What else?
I saw a whole show on it.
It's okay. You can still exist on Twitter.
Ralph, do you believe the conception begins at you messaging somebody on Facebook?
Yes. We didn't even start the first. We're already running late.
I just want to say what they used. They used bronze razors, pumice stones, and depilatory creams made from ingredients like resin and beeswax. But you might be right where they like used it to their advantage for the razors.
I saw the guest.
With Christine, I tweezer my girlfriend's pussy hair so we can really shape it
like,
nice.
Doesn't toxic properties to people somehow?
What's that?
Doesn't brass have like a toxic property to people?
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of lead.
Have to coat, like, I used to play trombone and baritone. They have to coat the mouthpiece. Yeah, I played in a Dixieland band. These dick sucking lips.
Nice.
They're really good at that.
Dixieland sucking lips.
Yeah, Dixieland.
The land of dicks.
The land of dicks. My mother should have known.
Damn, you were a band nerd?
Yeah.
What fucking geek got to bang you and didn't know what was going to happen?
It was my first. The first person I fucked was actually...
Wait. Don't say anything. Let's go back to it now. This the first concert you ever went to, we'll get to there. We'll start with you, Jess. The first concert you ever went to...
Gutter
Mouth. I have a good one on that. Gutter
Mouth.
Gutter Mouth. I don't know if I know them. Do you?
Like kind of ska-like? They're so terrible.
I don't know.
I was a child.
Your first concert?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh my God, that's great.
That's fun.
White and Nerdy Tour.
Oh my God.
That's great. That's first concert ever.
Yeah, and I was actually such a fan that I did accordion for 4 years.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's
fucking great.
Amazing.
My mom has the trophies and the VHS
tapes. Did you ever get to meet him?
Yeah, I have, and I actually brought pictures of me playing the accordion.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
It made him light up. He was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I inspired
awesome.
You to do that
that's
as a
really
kid.
Awesome.
He's been around since I was a kid.
Can he still play?
Since I was a kid.
I haven't touched an accordion since I was 12.
I haven't touched my trombone in a while. I still have.
You guys should start a band together.
I hate to OnlyFans manage you, but let's get that accordion out.
I will say my mom, like when I joined, she joined and she stuck with it. My mom still plays accordion.
Are you shitting me?
My mom still plays. She goes to her weekly accordion group.
And her mom is banging.
They just jam?
No.
They just jam on accordion?
Yeah.
I know.
That's great.
The first
play old folks' homes, Oktoberfest, all the different things.
That's awesome.
Just the first drug you've ever done after weed.
Say that again.
The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed.
Ralph, your voice is softening her nipples up. You fucking weirdo.
Cocaine.
How old are you?
I was in the bathroom at in band. Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
How did you get acquire it?
I was in percussion. Maybe that's why I never got laid in band.
So the guy that I fucked that was the person that I was saying like was in band with me, he had another girl that he fucked because I didn't want to date anybody. So like he was fucking another chick, this cute little pixie. Like she was fuckable. She had cocaine.
Oh, I like it.
Nice.
What about you? First drug you did after weed, unless weed wasn't the first drug. How old were you?
I was like 14 or 15.
Wow, that's pretty young.
Did you love him right away?
Yeah, my dad gave him to me.
Wow.
Oh.
My dad wanted me to trip on shrooms instead of taking the different things that I was prescribed because I had a therapist at the time and I was having depression and suicidal thoughts. And my dad was like, this will reset you.
Wow.
Mushrooms are such solid.
My dad didn't want me to take the daily pills. Yeah,
now it's like a big business of like doing ketamine for stuff like
that.
Yeah,
for sure. And mushrooms.
No, my therapist was like, oh, yeah. This was the time when they weren't as strict with like regulating things and people could prescribe you whatever. And they had me on 5 different medications for like ADHD, depression, bipolar, all kinds of shit. And it was really fucking with me. And then I ended up having a suicide attempt. And when I got back out, my dad was like, I'm not putting you back on any of that shit. And he wouldn't let me take the pills that the doctors wanted me to take. And instead, he introduced me to weed and shrooms.
Aww. And the soundtrack to all that was Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. I mean, my dad showed me Weird Al, too. My dad's my best friend.
Your dad sounds super chill.
By the way, Jay, on my health show, we had a guy who is a big advocate of microdosing LSD and mushrooms.
Yeah.
And he's sending me a bunch of microdoses.
They're the best.
I'm telling you, dude, mushrooms, all that stuff never works on me. I think because of Lexapro, because I take Lexapro. But the one time I said I took a few days, like I just missed Lexapro a few days, like I had in prescriptions or something. And I took that right amount of mushrooms and went to, and I love that it's hilarious, a Rob Zombie Alice Cooper concert. And it was, I mean, like you said about the reset, I really came back. I was like, I really worry about a lot of things I shouldn't be worried. It was like a real,
good.
And all the while still going like, you know,
well, like, yeah. And also,
it was so great that I tried to recapture that at Tool a few months back. And then I was, but I think the Lexapro blocked it. That right. Sometimes it just doesn't work.
And then, the data shows it rebuilds that section of your brain if you do the right dosage. It's pretty wild.
It does. Yeah. I usually do 1 to 2 shroom trips a year and it's kept my mental health.
Yeah, it is wild.
But it's the neuroplasticity. So like what it does is like, it like increases that. And like, so what you do after you do mushrooms, the way that you think and the way that you are has an impact on kind of how your brain's going to function after. I actually have friends that like grow and they do like the microdosing.
The fact that your tits are
She's making
such a valid point.
I love the thing.
Yeah.
He goes, you know,
it's like me jerking off.
Have recently said.
Have you ever been on a porn set and there's a guy just jerking off and talking to the director?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. All the time.
We know your answer to the first time you had sex. It was in the guy in the band.
But do you know what song I lost my virginity to? Well, I don't know the song, but the band.
Which band?
Tool.
Oh.
Nice.
I used to smoke weed. So the kid that I, like the guy, that because at the time we were both, but he.
How old were you?
I was 17.
Okay.
So my mom put such an impetus on like, you should like, whenever you have sex with somebody, you don't have to be married, but you have to love them. And I was at like, finally at 17, cause I had been a hornball for a while where I'm like, I don't love this person. They're all fucking terrible. And I'm like, I am an idiot. Like at 17, I was like, there is no way that I'm going to like find the person that I'm going to want to love and marry at this age. I'm just going to fuck somebody. And so then I started fucking my friend and then we would get stoned. I would climb up into his like his room because it was like a second floor. I also like rock climbing. So I was really good at climbing up and we just fuck all night, smoke weed and listen to Tool.
You should speak at schools.
And your first time?
Ooh, mine's not the best.
Your happiest.
Your first consensual happy one.
Oh, my first consensual one was with my ex-husband, and I have a daughter now. So.
Oh, that's nice.
You got married young.
Yeah, I was married to my high school sweetheart. I got pregnant and married at 16.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's wild. I have a 14-year-old. She'll be 15.
I'll tell you what.
You're a proper milf.
I was a little bit old, but I had my daughter when I was 22, almost 23.
Okay.
And like, I have a 21. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah. Like, no, I love mom life. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love having a kid.
I really love sleep.
All right, girls, let's do our plugs. You start with anything you want to plug.
Twitter is my best place. At Love Jessica Ryan. Cultofjess.vip and cultofjess.com.
And you're at Sapphire. If you're watching live, you're at Sapphire this weekend.
Yes. Tomorrow. No, I'm dancing tomorrow. I think like 12:30. That'll be fun.
Thursday night. So if you're watching this live, Thursday night at Sapphire in New York City.
Yes.
Nikki?
I'm Nikki Huntsman everywhere, NikkiHuntsman. And you can
you say that like the Mickey Mouse.
It sounds
song.
Like Mickey Mouse.
NikkiHuntsman. Yeah, I spelled it that way for a reason.
That's
and Huntsman, Jewish.
It's kind of
Huntsman,
twisted.
Like the hunter of men. Yeah. I stole an ex-boyfriend's last name for that.
That's nice. Cool. Jay, your plugs.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening live, we're on live right now, right?
We are live right now.
Tomorrow night, some tickets left. Huntington, New York, Paramount Theater. Me and Robert Kelly, Louis J. Gomez is going to come out and hang out with us. Going to be a bunch of people hanging out with us. Mike Fenoy is on the show with us. After that, next weekend, I will be in Las Vegas back at Wise Guys. Actually, this weekend, too, I'm also in Nyack, New Jersey, Levity Live, Friday and Saturday.
You know, Scott Evil wants me to go out there, but it's going to be hard for me to get out there that day, which I think it's Friday or Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday, both nights. And then Sunday night, this Sunday, I'm doing the Black Comedy Club in Brooklyn. And so that'll be interesting.
That might be fun. I might want to see that one instead.
But then the following, I've come to that. Although I might get canceled. The following weekend, I'll be in Vegas at Wise Guys, and I'm all over the place. Going through the summer, I'm on every date of Fully Loaded, Burke Kreischer's Fully Loaded tour.
That's great.
Come check me out there. And then Netflix is a Joke Festival. We're playing the Kia Forum in L.A.
Oh, for Netflix is a Joke. When?
May 11th.
I am flying out that day.
All right, and May 10th, I'm doing I'm doing my own headline at the Comedy Store main room.
Oh,
so come check that out. Fill that up. I'm trying to sell my next special.
May 10th is what day of the week? You know?
I can be there.
May 10th is I want to say Friday. I think Bert's thing is Saturday.
I might be off by the dates then.
But
it's my neighborhood.
I did my special at the Comedy Works out there, so I want to. Let's fill that show up for Netflix at the Comedy Store. Bert Sir is going to sell out.
Send me the info and I'll retweet that shit.
Hell yeah, please.
I'll come too.
Oh, no. Please. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you guys are out in LA, that's going to be a fun one.
I'm in LA half time.
Everyone's
thank you, come
coming.
Again.
Everyone's coming. Unless they're fucking Jay. Shannon, your plugs.
Listen to the Bonfire. Listen to the Legion of Skanks.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. I will say that this week, on this week's episode, the guest was Rob Yules, who, if you're an SDR fan, you know the whole saga, and we address everything on this episode. It's a 2-hour long episode.
You hash it out?
Yeah. So Harrington asked all the questions that I didn't want to have asked. So it gets uncomfortable, but it's like towards the end. It's a
do
fun,
you guys
episode.
End up fucking on camera?
Did you end up fucking him?
You have to see it. You have to watch the episode. And
what?
Shannon,
you know my schedule.
I'll tell you after. And then also part of TTI on the exclusive side is we have Power Hour episodes. We have 2 so far, one with Luis J. Gomez and one with Zach Amico. And I hate to say upcoming ones that haven't been recorded yet, but since you guys are here, the next one will be Big J. Oakerson and Ralph Sutton in the Power Hour.
I fucked up, by the way, and I changed my flight because I realized I'm doing something. I wasn't going to be here. So I changed my flight so I can be here for the Power Hour.
Why? Oh. That seems over the top.
No, because I didn't want to make Shannon reschedule. You reschedule just for me. And when I was flying out a day early, I could still make it work. So I felt it was the right thing to do.
Okay. You're going to pull me where I'm like just scooting in at the very last minute.
Before we go to my plugs, we have to ask, do not respond to this until we all guess. Shannon's show is about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Do they believe in ghosts? I'm going to go yes, no.
I always ask one question. Where are you from originally?
Born or raised?
Raised.
Arizona.
Colorado. I know. Yeah, I know where she was. Yes, no.
That's what I said. Shannon?
Yes, yes.
2 yeses. And do you believe in ghosts?
I'm kind of in between, on the fence.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
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 So 2 yeses. So
also. Yeah.
What did you say? Shannon said yes, yes, yes. Okay. Shannon got the points on that. All right. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness. It's called the Good Sugar Podcast. Good Sugar, the store, is on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street. You see a giant yellow sign. Everything vegan. Ooh. No single-use plastics. Do something good for your body and something good for the environment. And we're all running the Spartan Race, which is June 23rd,
nice.
City Field. Shannon's 22nd. Coming.
22nd.
Nice.
June 22nd. A bunch of us are going to run. If you want to run the Spartan Race with us.
I can't do this year, though, but I did win last year.
You did win last year. That's if right. You run the Spartan Race with us, it's free to get in if you come with us. So it's about $200.
But if you DM me on Instagram at I am Ralph Sutton, you come with us, you run for free.
How does that work?
I know the guy that's putting it together, so I'm going to listen.
Ew.
I love it. I didn't know you were vegan.
No, I'm not vegan,
you're
actually,
not vegan.
But I just
do
believe
vegan food.
We should all eat more vegetables, and yes. I own a little piece of a vegan restaurant.
That's really cool.
Ralph's all about meat.
You get it.
I'm all about the meat.
And then this Saturday, really cool country band, Whiskey Myers, that was in Yellowstone, is on the Saturday show, the SDR show. We add a song every week to the playlist.
Oh.
Want to pick a Tool song, Jay? Since
no,
Tool?
Can we do
Weird Al Yankovic?
No, we just went to Gary Clark Jr.'s
have you guys
record
heard?
Release.
Oh, that's cool. I know he's a big fan
awesome.
Of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Gary Clark Jr.?
Yeah.
He's amazing.
So we went to his album release party yesterday. So he's got an album dropping Friday.
No.
And he was hanging out all week with us. So like,
cool.
That's fucking
do you have a
awesome.
Song that you know?
He's fucking amazing.
He's amazing. He's amazing. A huge there. Comedy fan.
Fuck.
Yeah, from the new album. Let's do it. What's the it's... Come on.
I don't remember the new album.
Gary,
name.
If you're listening, I guess
I'm
he's not
sorry.
Really.
Like something.
I can tell you what's coming up here. Bright Lights, Come Together, When My Train Pulls In, Catfish Blues, This Land, Habits, Numb.
I'd have to
No, these are all. Those are all great songs, but it's not the new album. Look at the new album.
I don't remember the name.
JPEG.
Fuck. We gotta Google this shit. I don't know what
something
the name
JPEG.
Is,
though. Hold on.
Hey, he's going to Googly Google.
Trying to
our look. Search engine.
I'm going to the Spotify.
You're doing so good, Ralph.
And I'm typing his name.
You're doing
Gary
so good.
Gary Clark Jr.
I'm proud of you.
And
already.
The latest release is...
JPEG.
Is that
Raw. Even, JPEG Raw.
No, it's not on Spotify.
There's nothing on Spotify. Here it is. Habits. It's the latest single.
But the way, maybe it's another one he's talking about. Click on
Habits.
Oh, it
said 12 days ago.
Yeah.
Habits. It's
it just says Habits.
Yeah, Habits
they put
was released.
You can put that one on.
That's the newest one.
It's one of the new songs. He's just releasing them as singles till Friday. They come
I
out Friday.
I haven't heard this one.
Yeah.
It comes out Friday.
All right, we'll see everybody. Ladies, thank you so much. Everyone,
Yay.
Thank you so much. We'll see you all next time on the SDR Show.
Listening to the SDR Show.